Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot. And also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
We're book. That's supposed to be back.
Yeah, it's supposed to be back. Hey, have you been haunting for humps?
Boning for booze?
Tingling for terrier?
Slutty for slashers?
Freaky for frights?
Well, so have we, and that's why we're bringing back that classic stupid love of all things horror, because you know what, Mono? Evil
what?
Never fucking dies.
No, it never dies. It simply rests, waiting for the right moment to exact its revenge.
Reawake.
And show everyone its honking zombie boner.
That's right, you spooky slobs.
This is too spooky to handle.
It's too spooky to handle. I don't think we'll be able to do it, Mono.
I don't think we'll handle it for a second.
We're not going to handle it one bit. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
I'm Mono Agapian.
And welcome.
Welcome in. You're here for a spooky four episode thing that we are giving to y'all. So special. No paywall. We're giving you a goofy, goofy, goofy time. And this whole month, we're going to get you into the spooky spirit by talking about all things horror, like possessed dolls and haunted houses.
Yeah, we're also going to be checking in with some of our favorite horror characters to find out, hey, where are they now?
Where the heck they go?
What do you think Black Phillip is doing right now?
Oh, my God. And what about Weekend at Bernie? What's he doing?
I've been, that's one of my favorite horror characters that I'm so
scary.
I think he's in the ground.
Yeah.
After two, he got put in the ground. Dude.
What if Weekend at Bernie 3 was just a spooky? That would kick ass.
Oh, man. That zombie would be Bernie. So good. I mean, he's already a zombie. In number two.
We should add that, you know, there's a lot of elements to this amazing spooky time. And we've entered 16 terrifying movie characters into a March Madness style bracket called the Horny Bowl.
That's right. The Horny Bowl is back. And these characters will face off over the next 4 weeks. And we'll determine who's the most sexiest, most horniest, most badass, most spectacular character of them.
I'm scaring.
Oh,
I'm scaring.
You're scaring, man.
Mono
loves to scare.
Oh my God, I scare so quick. I scare so quick. I scare almost
Mono
immediately.
Mono scares honestly too quick a lot of times.
Immediately. Way too quick.
Way too fast.
I was with Mama the other day and I was like, I'm scared. And
Mama
she was like,
makes
really?
Everybody scared real quick.
Yeah. She was so upset I got scared so quick.
Yeah,
she was like, okay.
Scared in your pants all over.
Yeah. I scared in my pants and she was like, well, I guess I'll just throw away these cherries now. And I was like, no, sorry. You're just so good at do the wig on the floor thing.
Do
and
the
she was
wig
like, no.
On the, she's like, that's my hair. And you're like, sorry, Mama. It looks like a wig running all around the floor. God, what's Mama do? Well, we know what Mama's doing now. She's hooking up with you and scaring you.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love it. I love Mama. What about Papa? That's a good scary movie they should make. Papa.
I mean,
whoa.
I would watch a Papa.
Papa.
That's kind of like Stranger Things, that one guy.
Yeah.
Mono, you need to watch the fourth season. It's
I haven't
legit
seen four
fun.
Seasons.
Come on.
I know. I want to. I don't know
you
what's
going on. You don't need to watch two or three.
I think now I won't do it. I think now that it's the season, I'll be especially inclined to do so. Me and Betsy well, just went to Universal Horror Nights, by the way. Good times.
We did.
Good times were had by all.
It was a blast.
Really good. I think they stepped it up from last year, just putting it out there. It was great.
Right.
I think last year they were like, okay, haunted houses are back, we think. And this year they're really back.
They were great. I can't remember last year. I don't know why.
I was like, these are stinky. Yeah.
Did you do VIP?
No.
It
colors the experience. It does.
That's
when you're
like,
waiting in the line.
You wait for like 3 hours. And then of course you're like, this house is not scary.
Yeah, whereas if you're just going through the VIP, you're just like, woo, yeah, wow.
Yeah, just walking right up.
It's so fun.
It's very fun. They got a Killer Clowns maze, and it's great.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah, that was really the highlight. It was just so, and it also just put, I don't know, some current horror movies to shame. It was like, what happened to horror movies being fun and big and weird? We need more of that.
Yeah. Sure.
We need more of it.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, where are they now? Where are they now?
Where are they now? Where are they now?
That's right. It's Where Are They Now, our award-winning segment.
Yes. What award did we win for this?
Most obscure segment at the Segmentees.
Oh, at the Segmentees. I forgot.
Yeah.
We got nominated for so many.
Okay, great.
Where are they now?
Let's find out. This is where we're going to catch up with our favorite ghouls and monsters from the lore of spooky horrors. What are they doing? They doing a juice cleanse? Anyone heard from Jason lately? Who knows?
Let's find out.
Hi, Betsy and Mono. This is Janice. I'm E.T.'s translator. I'm going to now just translate the message that E.T. wanted me to pass along to you so you can enjoy it. Okay. Hi, Betsy and Mono. This is E.T. I just wanted to say hi. I miss you so much. And my update for you all is that I am very, very busy. I've launched a business wherein I make portraits of people using Reese's Pieces. And yes, one of your questions was if I plan to go out on Halloween. And yes, indeed, I do. I have big plans to go out on Halloween. I will be landing my spaceship in New Jersey somewhere. And I'm hoping to meet a family to take me in for a little bit. I just want to see the sights and get some stuff going. You know, Halloween's a fun one because I kind of blend in, as you know, from my famous biopic. So I'd love to get a chance to see some more sights. I've been kind of just watching from above, but it's a bit different. I'm rambling. I miss you guys a lot, and I love you, and I hope you have a fantastic Halloween.
And today, we're talking about all kinds of haunted things, not just haunted trails, because we've been surprised. Our amazing producers have given us a list of some spooky items. We're going to read about them. You'll be able to find the links. And then we're going to talk about which one we're going to buy.
Yeah, people at Earwolf are like, buy us a haunted doll. And I think that's crazy.
Yes, I know.
Like, I honestly don't want any part in it because I think that fuels it.
Yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm like such a skeptic, but I'm also like,
but Mona,
oh, I don't want to touch
like
it.
Seen ghosts?
Exactly. I'm a skeptic who's seen a ghost.
You've seen
I'm
a
one
couple
of those people.
Of ghosts.
At least two. But I'm
Mono,
that's me.
And he's still that's, like, I don't believe in ghosts. It's like you've one of the scariest ghost stories I've ever heard in my life.
But I think it helps to not believe, like, because I really do believe, like, when you're like, show yourself, like you see more shit. And I don't want to see more shit. So I need to just shut it down and be like, I don't believe in you.
See, and I
get
think sometimes if you're too desperate, the
mm-hmm.
ghosts are like, I'm not showing up.
Uh-huh.
If you're too desperate.
Yes.
You know?
Okay, that's interesting. The thirsties.
The thirsties. Ghosts aren't into the thirsties.
That's interesting. It's like dating. Ghost haunting
it
is like dating.
It truly is. Like, you can't be too,
whatever.
Like, clingy and desperate. You gotta be like, I don't care. Yeah. I don't give a shit. And then they're like, whoa, we're gonna get you.
Yeah.
And
if you're like me, you scare immediately.
And then you scare all over real fast.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
beautiful.
Shit.
I'm scaring. So we have a couple items here. Should we click on this first one, Betsy?
Yes.
This creepy travel doll, Rita. This is on the eBay.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Aggressive blinks. What? That's nasty. Let me look at
it. She has a big description. Nasty. It says, haunted paranormal, 10-inch creepy travel doll, aggressive Rita, plastic jointed sleepy eye doll. We purchased this item online auction from Wyoming. Although listed as haunted, there was no description on what she was capable of and the experience the owners had. They weren't sure of her age, but only were able to disclose they had purchased her from an estate sale locally in the neighborhood.
Ooh.
Apparently, the woman who passed was not a friendly neighbor.
Come on.
Nobody. Come on. Nobody really knew her.
That's what they're like. She's an asshole. And it's like, you didn't make the move.
Yeah, you didn't know
come
her.
Come on.
But everyone was curious enough to go into her home to see what was for sale. Okay. They bought her, had a terrible few weeks, and were insistent that they believed it was their miserable neighbor who attached to her.
Oh, funny.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Over the first evening, this is them saying, they're like, our dogs kept whimpering and walking through the dining room with their tails between their legs, not lifting their heads to be able to see her on the table. The atmosphere around her seemed to be heavy and hard to breathe. As we watched TV in the other room, we heard a loud bang from the dining room. And when we went in, our centerpiece had been on the floor.
With a note that said, clean up your shit. I'm kidding. Okay, at one point they start talking to the doll. This is quite a story. When we asked her if she moved our things, we heard a sinister sounding laugh come through.
Oh, yes.
As we started to mention the dogs, it said, soon hurt.
Yes.
She hadn't yet, so we asked if she planned to. Did she not like them? She answered, wait. We assume meaning to wait and see if she does. As we continue to communicate, a candlestick fell off a side table.
Okay.
And it almost hit our one.
Their dog. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Wow. Spooky dookie.
And then it's like through our night vision screen, as we started to shut things off, we could see her eyes seem to get bright and her right eye open and close. Seeing her eyes intensify without her knowing we could was creepy, and we quickly turned lights on. We never got an answer from her if she was good or evil, but her actions had ill intent. We believe she would have hurt our dogs and maybe the cats if she could, so we would not take any chances, and she has stayed outside. What? Ooh. Why did they get this doll?
I don't know. But I also think they also immediately backpedal in this description, and they're like, they do not perform on command. And they should be treated with respect and patience, because in some cases, it may or may not, like, there's like so
not
many
their
things.
Choice.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, okay. Oh, okay. This is why they got it. This family who bought it has been doing paranormal investigations for 14 years all over the United States.
You're haunted, man.
And they collect many haunted items.
Rita.
Wow.
Rita. Okay, yeah, Paranormal Family is a seller, and they have 291 reviews.
Wow.
So good for them,
good
Paranormal
for them.
Family.
Good for them.
Wow. So is this buy or die? You think this is a buy or a die?
I think a die.
Yeah,
it is only $15.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know.
So that makes me think, should we look next at Lola? Because Lola is one of the ones that could be really good for Earwolf.
Which one's Lola?
Haunted Honeys, Lola, L31.
Ew. This doll is disgusting looking.
Awful.
The doll's eyes are like closed.
Yeah, awful. And like, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. It looks just like JonBenet Ramsey.
I know. I'm glad you said it because I was about to.
It looks just like JonBenet.
This is nuts. And head is like back in a weird position, like looking up. This is this doll is awful.
I'm immediately very excited about cursing Earwolf with this doll. We'll see though.
I don't.
Let's.
Mino.
You're not buying it? You won't be cursed. You won't be cursed.
I feel like we're responsible. So I think we're in on the curse, man.
Our hands are clean. No. We're blood.
We're the bloodiest of all the hands. If we get this shit.
So this says, the description says, this is Lola. Her age is unknown, but her vessel is 11 inches tall, and it is a musical wind-up vessel. Ooh.
Fucking gross.
Hell yes.
Gross.
Lola won't be a good fit for a beginner.
Perfect for earwolf.
The person that sent her to me said she was possessive over her and would cause her company to feel sick at times.
Oh, no, we can't. I don't like this.
I love it. Lola never filled me in on an age for her, sure. And I believe that she never stayed in one place too long. She doesn't bring up any relatives, friends, or children. I believe she was the black sheep of her family and an outcast. She didn't have an eventful life other than hardships and struggles.
Aww.
Now when someone gives her attention or treats her well, she gets very attached to them. Ooh, you better feed her.
Keep in mind, though, Mano, Lola may try to scare your company.
No.
That is her way of keeping her owner safe. Oh, Mano, she's going to get so attached to you. Shoot.
No, I'm distant.
Shoot.
I love this doll. What a disgusting little
whore. Like, she looks horrifying.
Okay, that is a great one. Should we look at the final candidate?
Oh my God. I just opened.
Sick.
The title of this doll. Good God. This seems like they were like pitching this doll for Annabelle, and Annabelle people were like, you know what? It's too outrageous.
This is hard.
So the title of this sale or whatever is Real Haunted Doll. Active, demonic, possessed, creepy, scary, spooky, occult spirit. This doll, you'll be able to see all the dolls on Earwolf's Instagram.
So what I will say is there's too long of a description, but it says she's 26 years old. Her life was ended in the 70s by a man she trusted. She's aware of where she ended up and claims it's due to revenge she seeks on Jackson. Uh-oh.
Who's Jackson? Oh, Michael.
Now, that might make her a hero if she wants to get revenge on Michael Jackson. She can be very manipulative in her goal of freedom, like most demonic entities. Don't fall for it. She has been bound to the doll during a satanic ritual performed by the previous owner, Beverly, and other members of the occult in the 70s.
Wow. Her name is Ginger, too, we need to put out.
Got it. Ginger. Yeah, you're right. Meet Ginger. Uh-huh. I guarantee she will work perfectly. Wow, a guarantee. With a pendulum. However, I warn against using the Ouija board without proper skills, as it is possible for her to possess you or someone else.
My daughter took her home one evening and brought her back that night.
Wow.
She's a scratcher from time to time and preys on the weaker of people. Mano, you're toast. She feeds off of fear and scratches when she feels you're too strong for her to manipulate.
Ooh.
If you know how to handle these items.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
Interesting.
But I do not advise you to bid on this item as it could cause serious harm in the wrong hands.
Wow, this is tough. So it's Ginger v. Lola. I gotta say, Ginger has a lot of visual impact. Lola's more subtle.
Lola is awful.
Lola's awful. Which one do we want to haunt Earwolf with?
Oh my God.
I think I'm torn. At first, I thought no one's going to beat Lola, but just the visual of fucking Ginger.
Ginger is funny. It's a funny doll.
I'm leading Ginger. Am I way off? What do you think?
I mean, I've got to say, Lola is scarier.
Uh-huh.
But with that said, Ginger is funny. And Ginger is very funny. I'd be down for Ginger.
You're down?
I'm not having anything to do with this shit, so.
Let's do Ginger. It's just the visual of her is too good.
It's so funny. It's a very funny visual of Ginger.
Creepy. And y'all, just so you know, we're forcing Earwolf to buy this, and you can find images of Ginger haunting the Earwolf Studios on Instagram and Twitter just by going to @Earwolf. We won't, we're not getting near it.
No,
we're not getting
we
near it.
We are not. I'm not going anywhere near that.
Where are they now?
Oh, no.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, yes. Hello. What's happening?
What's up, guys?
We we are a couple of midsummer villages. I know our spot got blown up a couple of years ago.
My God, everyone.
My name is Inga.
And my name is Binga.
And that's Binga. We're sisters. We love it. We love it.
We are the village's most accomplished butt pushers.
That's right. We help everybody when they're all weirded out. Like, what? I'm supposed to do this? And we're like, yes, yes. And we get naked and we shove people's butts so that they can have sex.
And this past midsummer was pretty good, pretty good. A lot of kills, a lot of murder and blood for our righteous one.
And a lot of willing to jump off a cliff. Like, you know, not all of it's murder. Everybody's like, wow, you're the people who murder. It's like, no, a lot of people choose.
Oh, ever since a movie. Now there's a tourist push. It's wild.
Yes. So many tourists are coming to our midsummer field and we're like, you can't handle this. And they're like, yeah, we can. And we're like, no, you can't. And then we kill them. We use their lungs to make art. We're doing good. We're having fun. We're keeping it alive. You know, we're killing tourists.
We're
making
sure.
We're
doing great. And me and Inga are taking a pottery class.
That's right. We're learning how to make pottery on a potter's wheel. So it's fun. We'll probably open an Etsy shop soon.
So stay tuned to our Etsy, Tinga and Inga.
Yeah, we'll talk to y'all soon. Come to Sweden and we'll kill ya. I can't believe it's that time of the year again.
The fans are crazy and the monsters are crazier.
That's right. Welcome to the Scary Horny Bowl.
That's
where
right.
We have some of the scariest, horniest characters from horror movies, and we figure out who's the fucking scariest, horniest there is.
That's right. 16 evils enter. Only one will leave with the crown of the Scary Horny Bowl.
Yeah. And the crowd is nuts. Who am I seeing in the audience?
Oh, the stadium's wild.
Oh, I'm seeing Mary Lou from Prom Night 2. She's having a blast. She's pumped. She's
pumped.
Possessing some high school girls.
Pete Davidson is here from Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. Yuck.
Get him out of here. Okay, and he's gone.
He's gone.
Good.
Ooh, Casper, Casper. Hey, Casper.
Hey,
how you
Casper.
Doing?
Honestly, not that friendly.
No. Oh, heavens.
Says truly awful stuff. Because we got to remember, he's a boy from the old times. So
he's
he
old
says
timey.
Some awful shit.
He just loves to say those people, and he'll never clarify. But we know he's
know
a monster.
What Casper means, that little monster. Yeah. But we got to get right to it.
That's right.
We gotta see who's going up against who and then get into that first round.
That's right, because this will be going on for the next 4 weeks. So buckle up and go to the Earwolf Instagram or Twitter to see the bracket live and fill it in as you see fit.
Right, and then really let Mono have it when he makes you mad about who wins.
You will, and you will, and you will,
and you
will.
And you will, and you will, and you will.
This is all titans, all heavy hitters. I'm very scared. Very scared. Let's talk about our first matchup. The first matchup has me scared.
The first matchup is a pretty huge start.
Yes.
To the Scary Horny Bowl. Honestly, maybe the biggest start.
It is
of a Scary Horny Bowl we've ever seen.
It's such a start, and it's not their first time going up against one another.
It is not.
So they're coming in with a lot of bad blood, a lot of feelings, and a lot of scars, literally.
Yeah, tons of scars. Honestly, yeah.
So many scars.
They're both kind of nasty.
They are beat up.
They are beaten up. We got...
Yep.
the dream screamer, the dreamer screamer, Mr. I got not a knife hand glove, Freddy Krueger versus
going up against I got mommy issues, the killer with the filler.
That's such a funny like thing where it's like, yeah, I guess.
It's Jason Voorhees. He's got mommy issues.
I think his mommy had mommy issues.
I see.
But he does too, though. Put on a nasty sweater.
He sure does care what she thinks. Look, we in that way, all of our moms are Pamela. But I don't know. It's an interesting thing.
Yeah, they're both fucked up. Mommy and son.
I'll say this, Freddie doesn't care.
I know, but we'll talk about that later. Okay, we also have Pennywise, nasty, nasty it clown and entity.
The Grandma from Hereditary.
Whoa, that's another heavy hitter.
Heavy hitter. Two weird old people with caked on makeup. Wow. Yep.
Wow, okay. We will see what happens. In our next round of four, we got the doll with the most.
Woo!
Chucky!
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Yep, and the coat hanger who brings the bangers, the Babadook.
Yeah, that's right. The coat hanger who brings the bangers.
That's what we call him, folks.
Up next, and this is not an error whatsoever, we have Mike Myers.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby, yeah. The person who brought us all of our favorite movie, The Love Guru.
Oh, God. I've been meaning to watch one of his other movies, but I just like The Love Guru so much.
Hey, Love Guru is just really good.
Really wonderful.
Who's versus Mike Myers, Mano?
Why? Ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga. Get your chainsaws ready, folks, because we got the one and only Leatherface.
Yay! Wow, and that was the West bracket. And holy shit, it's going to be a big thing. I don't know what. A big decision. We got a lot of decisions to make, Mano.
We have huge decisions to make.
Playing against each other.
These, and wait till you see the other side. But you won't. You can't hear about it yet.
We're not going to tell you.
We're not going to tell you. You got to tune in next week.
Uh-oh, but you can see it, so.
Yeah. Follow Earwolf, wherever your socials are socialing.
That's right. Okay, so, Mano, Freddy Krueger versus Jason Voorhees. Who's the scariest, horniest? What do we feel?
Ooh, baby.
Jason and his mommy are fucking freaks. Also, Jason is fucking... He's pretty, like, shredded, literally, and as a... As a body, like, especially the one where he's brought back to life by lightning. His body is hot. His face is nasty. It's full of worms. But his body is crazy hot.
Yeah. They're both
he's got,
kind
like,
of
work gloves on.
Hell beasts with hotties with bodies.
You think Freddy Krueger's, like, shredded?
I think at the very least, he's kind of like slinky in that sexy way. You know, he's like slinky thin. Like, what's going on with that?
Mano only likes really thin people.
Oh, my God. But anyways.
Okay, Freddy Krueger.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Well, Freddy Krueger's funny. And that's big when it comes all of this.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a sense of humor. He's funny. He has fun with his kills.
Uh-huh. Jason, not funny. Not funny at all.
Not funny one bit. Like, you would say he's one of those people where it's like, was that a joke? And then you're like, oh, that was not a joke.
Yeah, no. Not
and when
super
you joke,
funny.
He just doesn't get it.
He does not get it. He's slow. He is slow. That's another thing to think about. You're going out to dinner.
But
he's slow.
But he'll get there.
He'll get
without
there.
Without you knowing it.
Yeah. But at that point, you've been sitting there for 10 minutes. He pops up and he's like, cha, 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 cha. Ma, 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 ma. And it's like, I don't know.
I mean, we have plenty of friends like that. We're
I know. It drives me nuts. Drives me nuts. I don't
We're
need another
used
Jason.
To that.
I don't know.
I think I have mine, and I think I know who I want.
I think my heart is leaning one way as well. And it could just be the moment.
I mean, yeah, who knows?
Let's see.
Sometimes you're in a mood to do, and
mood.
You gotta just figure it out. Okay.
One, two, three.
Kruger!
Freddy.
Nice.
Wow.
Freddy Krueger moving on. I mean,
Jason,
it's crazy that they went up against each other.
It's wild. It's
first
nuts.
Round. Like, that's yeah. like in World Cup when it's like Argentina versus fucking like Germany or something. Where it's like,
okay. They both smack. As the kids say, they smack it.
Are kids saying smack now?
They say smack. They say smack. Cool. Yeah, I mean, look, I think it was just a gut feeling. Kruger's a little more fun. Jason, a lot of nights at home where you're starting all the conversations. Whereas
yes,
I think Freddy,
a lot of work. But then on the opposite end, Freddy's gonna be a lot of work too.
I know Freddy's gonna be like, do you like? He's always gonna be running puns by you, and it's like very funny.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay, that's good. But yeah.
Well, next, we got Pennywise v. Grandma from Hereditary.
Yes. Like, and I feel Grandma's just dead, right?
Yeah.
The whole movie?
She's just dead. She's just the evil spirit that kind of resembles the weird gateway to Paimon and
whatnot. She was married to Paimon,
right?
Isn't she like queen or something? And she's
yes.
married, but in the movie, she's dead the whole time.
Yeah.
We just see her dead body.
Your sister's dead too. And if I could bring her back, I would. But we can't.
I love
Yipes.
That.
Don't you ever raise your voice at me. I am your mother.
That monologue
Toni
is
Collette
so good.
Should have gotten an Oscar, but nope.
That was actually really stupid that she wasn't. That was stupid.
Oh, it was outrageous.
Outrageous. They're so dumb. Okay. Pennywise. Torturer of children. Been doing it since the 1700s, I believe.
I think even longer than that.
Even longer. So really loves to torture children and turns whole towns into horrible places where people are emotionally detached. Pretty cool.
Right. Comes back every like 27 years to just be like, hey, it's me again. Remember? And you're like, oh, man, you're nasty. Kind of like Freddy Krueger. Pennywise likes to fuck around with his victims, you know, it was like, you're afraid of a leper. Okay, I'm gonna fucking make that leper haunt you.
Yeah,
you're afraid of a nasty painting. Okay, that painting's gonna get you.
This is an interesting pair up because it's almost like emotional detachment versus emotional anguish. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because the Pennywise world is filled with those dairy people, we know, and they're like, duh. And I mean, Hereditary is filled with. Like domestic acrimony.
Right. Man. And Grandma started it all.
Grandma likes, you know, and, you know, they work via fire. They work via curses, tongue pops. Interesting. Pennywise uses balloons, sewers, and all kinds of transformations.
Tons of stuff. I have mine.
Me too, actually.
And I feel there's one that's like, yeah, man.
Let's go with our gut.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Pennywise.
Sorry, Grandma. Don't tell Grandma she's out of the horror bowl.
Like, also, I feel like if Grandma was messing with me, like, I could still, even if she's married to Payman, like, I could still push her down some stairs.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't be able to do anything about it.
I agree, because as long as you don't go into the weird little shack hut in the little wooded area, you're fine.
I'm not going in there.
Oh, heck no.
That shit's weird.
And the second you have one bad dinner with the family, I'm like, I'm so out.
I do not need to be near these people one bit. I don't need to be near them one bit. I'm out of here.
So,
whereas Pennywise will hunt you down. That's scary.
Really gets in your brains. You know, so far, both of our first picks get really in your brains.
They really do in your brains.
And we're not just talking about their big penises.
You think Pennywise has a big wiener? Do you think Freddy Krueger has a big wiener?
Interesting. Who's the size queen out of these two?
The size queen. I think they both have tiny wieners. Which isn't bad.
It's not bad, but you might be right about that.
I bet Pennywise has a funny chode.
Yeah. Where and surprisingly.
Like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. It's more of a doorstop than anything.
Yeah.
I think our next contestant has the biggest one in the competition.
Oh, hell yeah. We got Chucky versus Babadook.
Babadook. Wow, okay. Very different. Right.
Okay.
Both have to do with, like, the lost souls of tortured people, but... One's actively evil and one's like,
actively and one's more like, I'm going to like seep into your psyche.
I'm going to make you crazy and eat rotted food in the
which
fridge.
Which is very scary.
That is scary.
Honestly, give me a doll attacking me versus an entity or whatever that like is in your mind that's fucking you up.
Are you sure though? Because you wouldn't even let us send the possessed doll to your house. You wouldn't even let us do that. And
yeah, no, you don't want one at your house. Don't you
I'll bring it to my house.
You will?
Yes.
Okay, take it to your house then.
I will, and I'll document it.
Okay, great.
It'll
be
good.
It's going to your house then.
Great. Everyone loves it. Everyone is cheering.
But like, what if it was Chucky style though? Like, you could just kick it. You would
I
rather
see. So
have
you're saying
something
Chucky's
like,
less scary than another possessed kind of doll?
Yeah, because Chucky cracks jokes. These fucking dolls we're reading about don't crack jokes.
That's true.
They're
That's
not
probably
funny.
True.
They're not running around.
Chucky, one of my favorite things Chucky ever did was in the first one where just like old lady gets off. Old lady's like, ooh, what an ugly doll. And he just says like, fuck you, bitch. Like, it's just like a quiet little like, fuck you, hag, or whatever it is. And it's just like, yeah, Chucky's funny.
Women can't live with them. Period.
Chucky's funny. Also, Chucky is like very, like a very big queer ally.
That's actually true. I hate his family, though. I don't want to hang out with his family.
Why do you hate his family? You hate his family?
I don't want to hang out with the Chucky family. His weird child, and then Tilly and Tiffany are around all the time.
You don't want to hang out with Tilly.
Not really.
That seems wild. She seems fun.
She might be. I'm just thinking about it. It's just a factor. You know, it's a lot of family time. Yeah. Whereas Babadook, unattached, free,
but,
loose.
But like so attached to you, you go crazy. Mm-hmm. That's scary. But I guess you also like in Chucky, people think you're crazy because a doll is trying to attack you and nobody believes you.
Yeah, no one believes
and
you.
And he sets you up to
look crazy.
Look like you murdered people. So pretty bad.
Yeah, Babadook doesn't, well, I guess they both set you up, I guess, in different
ways.
They
both set you up. This is tough.
I think Babadook's a little more handsome. Sorry, Chucky.
What?
I think Babadook's a little more handsome.
What?
Little bit.
What?
He's a tall gentleman. He's a tall drink of evil.
With like an awful face.
Yes. Yeah, but you know, I mean, I like the dark hairy type, you know? He's hairy. He looks like one of those Mario, like little like electric guys. They're fuzzy.
Yes, okay. Who you don't want to touch.
Right.
Mano's into that. Oh, this is tough. I know what I'm going for, but I think you're going for the other.
Let's do it.
Okay.
One, two, three. Chunky.
Hey, Chunky.
Hey, you know.
Chunky's funny.
Chunky's very funny. Chunky, you know, has a little bit more. I mean, look, Chunky has about 9 films under his belt. He's got a little more experience.
And I mean, he's done so much. He curses, he colts. He does it all. He gets married.
Does it all. Now, this next one, oh boy, we're excited because it's Mike Myers, the love guru, going up against Leatherface, the chainsaw massacrist.
Whoa. Mike Myers, welp.
Scarier. Mike Myers is scarier, for sure.
When he's in some of the, like, on his Netflix show, when he's in some of that makeup, you're like, that's pretty close to Leatherface.
Oh, it's so close to Leatherface. And he loves to play the characters that make you go, oh God.
Yeah, what is it? Oh, God,
oh Jesus. I mean, gold member, horrifying gold member. Oh, my God, so scary.
Eats his own skin. Hey, Bong that's kind of like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It's very Texas
Gold
Chainsaw
member,
Massacre.
Shit, they might be the same person.
Leatherface. This is interesting. They might be from the same family, and we don't get to see it in the extended cut of the film.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and Leatherface is straight up maniacal murderer.
Horrible. Crazy family.
Running around with a chainsaw, wearing
bad
an
family.
Apron made of skin. Like
bad family. Bad house too, frankly. They don't clean that house.
Ew, no, they don't. The house is awful.
Awful.
But
awful
scary, which is nice.
All scary. And you might run into Renee Zellweger, which is nice. That's fun. Might run into Renee.
Oh, yeah, in a couple of movies, you'll probably run into.
Maybe McConaughey, even.
Renee Zellweger and McConaughey. I will say, Leatherface does try to, like, dress to the occasion, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some a necktie, you know, kind of being like, hey, I can do this.
Who's more exhausting? Like fielding all the character jokes from Mike Myers or running away from Leatherface?
Oh, boy.
Both
very
tiring.
Exhausting. One more physical, one mm-hmm. God, emotional and mental. Shit.
I'm torn.
I am too. I'm really torn.
I don't know. I think, you know, one is better at disguises, and that's pretty scary to me.
Right.
Right.
That's pretty horrifying. Okay, I know mine. Okay.
One, two, three.
Mike Myers.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Ooh. Not Michael Myers.
We don't know who that is. Mike Myers. Now that is a scary.
That's too scary.
He married an axe murderer. What's scarier than that?
That's fucked up, man. You're fucked up.
And he knew. He was like, they were telling him. They were like, I don't know, man.
And he was like, I don't care.
Yeah. And he was like, I'm groovy, baby.
Wow. What a good first round of our scary horny bowl.
Sorry, you can't find out what's coming next unless you tune in next week when we cover the East bracket of this horror scary horny bowl and whittle it down slowly but surely to the number one top scariest scary person in all of horrordom.
Who's it gonna be? Listen to find out. Wow. Thanks for listening to Too Spooky to Handle.
Yeah, we're your hosts, Mono Agapian and Betsy Sodaro.
That's right. Too Spooky to Handle is an Earwolf production produced by Anita Flores and Cassie Jerkins. Our audio engineer is Sam Kiefer, and the theme song by Cassie Jerkins.
Ooh, and a spooky special thanks to John Gabris,
Oscar Montoya,
Lamar Woods,
Lauren Lapkus. They all contributed to our Where Are They Now segment, and we love them all.
Remember, follow and subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear new shows by your favorite comedians.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.